The GAA program with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Jeeva, agus falte go dtí Clár Elegan, cum an lúis gás gael na seachtan na seol, me Tom Comack with you as always until 9 o'clock, and well, as always at this time of the night, we hope you can stay with us right through, because well, we've got a couple of interesting people to meet, for you to meet tonight, and we'll be talking to Brian McAniff in a moment, because of course Bundoran are the Donegal Intermediate Football Champions, and they've made it all the way through to an Ulster final, which they play on Sunday in Owen Beg, and they're playing Down champions Loughan Island. So we'll be talking to Brian in a moment, and well, it's been a very good season for St Mary's of Fochan Vale. They're the Derry Junior Champions, having dropped down from intermediate grade only last season. They've bounced right back up, and actually they've made it all the way through as well to an Ulster Junior Championship final, where they will play Rockcorry on Sunday, and of course that's part of a very big doubleheader in the Athletic Ground in Armagh, where Cross Midland Rangers will play Scotstown of Monaghan in the Ulster Senior Championship final. So that's all to come, and we'll be joined, as I say, by Conor McNichol, who is Club Official Development Officer, former team manager, and well, former secretary, and really held every position with St Mary's of Fochan Vale in a moment. But just to remind you as well, of course, if you want to text us or you want to get in touch with the programme, you can do so by texting us on 086 77 00 treble 5. That's the text number. And of course, if you want to text us from outside the 26 counties, it's 00353 86 77 00 treble 5. We'd be only too delighted to hear from you. And if you want to wish Bundoran or St Mary's of Fochan Vale all the best in Sunday's final, we'd be delighted to hear from you as well. And just a little bit of housekeeping to tell you about as well. Donegal All Ireland winning midfielder Rory Kavanagh will be out and about again at the weekend, signing his book Winning. He'll be on Saturday at the Novel Ideas in Ballyshannon at 12 noon. He'll move on to the Four Masters Bookshop in Donegal Town at 2 o'clock, and at the Book Centre in Ballybuffet from 4:30. So Winning, a very good read, I have to say, a very good publication, of course, published by Liam Hayes, the former midfielder. So that's a book worth reading, and if you want a signed copy of it, pop along to Novel Ideas in Ballyshannon on Saturday at 12 noon, for Masters Bookshop in Donegal Town at 2 o'clock, and at the Book Centre in Ballybuffet at 4:30. Well, of course, the inter-county scene is all but wrapped up, and indeed the club scene in most counties has been wrapped up as well, and the focus very much at the moment is on the AIB Ulster Club Championship. And of course, we have three finals this Sunday. It's Cross Midland Rangers versus Scotstown in the Athletic Grounds in the Showcase Senior Championship final. We have Rodnamara Bundoran versus Loughan Island of Donegal, or Loughan Island of Down, in the AIB Ulster Intermediate Championship final. That game is in Owen Beg on Sunday at 2:30, and it's a game you can hear live here exclusively on Highland Radio with Martin McHugh and Oisín Kelly. And again, of course, the curtain raiser to the big game in Cross Midland, in the Athletic Grounds between Cross Midland and Scotstown, is the meeting of St Mary's of Fochan Vale and Rockcorry from Monaghan in that final. And delighted to see I'm joined on the line by Colin McNichol, who is, of course, the Club Development Officer with Fochan Vale. Very good night to you, first of all, Colin, and thank you for joining us.
Good evening, Tom. Glad to be here.
And, of course, great times, and I'm sure great excitement and plenty of football fever around Fochan Vale at the moment.
Aye, it is. It's a huge occasion for us, Tom. A very proud occasion for our club. Not only be representing our parish, our community, on a big stage, but also our county, to be in a provincial final for us. It's a massive, massive occasion.
Yeah, and of course, as I mentioned earlier, you were dropped down from intermediate championship football. You would have played senior and intermediate in the not-too-distant past this year. So, obviously, the correct response from Joe Gray and your players.
Yes, it was. The players, as I said, it wasn't planned to go down to junior football this year, but it happened, and as a club, and more as a testimony to the players and the management, They refocused after relegation. They started off the year, and the efforts they've put in are being rewarded now with where they are on Sunday.
And tell me a little bit about the club, Fáthan Vale, St Mary's Fáthan Vale, as I said, up in senior football at one stage in the early 90s, and of course has produced some good quality county footballers down the years.
Yes, we did. We were playing senior level in the early 90s. We actually had, a player, Stephen Mulvena, former Antrim player, was with us. He was part of the Derry panel in 93. He played in the Ulster final. Then we dropped down to intermediate mid-90s, lucky enough to go on and win three intermediate championships in 96, 98 and 99. And but then since 99, really, at senior level, it's been barren years until now. Some success at underage level, but a lot of work has been done behind the scenes at youth level. And on Sunday, you'll see a lot of young fellas taking the field for us, and that's a testimony to the work that's been done within our youth coaches in the past 10 years.
Yeah, because I understand it is a very young team. But first of all, how long is the club in existence, Conor?
We were formed in 1933. This is our 82nd year this year.
Good. And just remind maybe Donegal listeners and people from outside of Derry, where exactly is St Mary's Fáthan Vale based?
Fáthan Vale, we're on the banks of Lough Foyle. We're in the village of Greysteel. So basically our members and players are from the immediate Greysteel area and the townlands around, and also the village of Eglinton, which falls within our parish as well.
Yeah, and you have quite a big club membership. I was looking at the website.
Yep, we're well in excess of 400 members. That's definitely swelled this year because more so to do with young people within the club. That's a prime focus within the club is the younger people, and it is we're building as always building for the future. That's where we see ourselves going.
And I know you opened new facilities there five, six years ago as well. Tell us a little bit about those.
2009. We started the development process in 2004, which coincided with the youth structure we put in place. We undertook development process, fundraising, and then in 2009 we opened two full-size pitches in 2009 in June of
Brilliant.
That year.
Great. And quite good facilities as we normally find in the six counties.
Yes, well, the two pitches we have, we often get complimented on it. And again, there's another band of men behind the scenes who work tirelessly to make sure that the facilities are up to scratch and the pitches are in pristine condition for the players. So they have the facilities, and thankfully now we've got a team doing well.
So tell us a little bit about this team and Joe Gray, of course, a player manager.
Yep. Joe's well known within Derry circles. He actually played on our last championship winning team in 1999 as an 18-year-old. So he's been about, and there's been another few older players as well within the panel. Ryan King, Simon Green, Stephen King as well. Those fellas, Martin McGuinness, they've always been about. But now this year we've got. For our minor team and younger, there's players who broke from both ranks as well to join them. So it is the blend of youth and experience as well.
So obviously a good underage structure over the last few years.
Great underage structure, aye. Yep, a lot of work has been done. But it's also testimony to Joe and the management team. I have it, our senior, and our senior team. They've looked at these younger players. The talents they have, and been prepared to take a chance on them, not really to gamble on them, but to bring them through and give them their chance.
And of course, maybe this time last year, everyone been down on the dumps, the fact that you were relegated, but it maybe have turned out now to be a blessing in disguise, because these guys, young players coming in, have been given their chance and have gained invaluable experience, regardless how Sunday goes.
That's what it is, yep. It is, like, no matter what happens on Sunday, these fellas have a lot to be proud of, and they have to take great pride in what they've done this year. As you say, last September when we were relegated, an Ulster final was the furthest thing from our mind. But as I said earlier, we, as a club, as the management team, refocused. They put efforts in. The players met. They set themselves targets, and thankfully they met the targets that they set due to a lot of hard work.
Yeah, and of course, I suppose you have to look to the neighbours as well. You have a Donegal man in your management team as well.
Yes, I was going to say that. Aye, we've a Donegal man, Shane Moran, who. From the Killybegs club. She is married to a girl from the Fáthan Vale parish here, so when they moved up to live up here, when he wasn't going to be involved with his home club, he made contact with ourselves, and he said if he wasn't going to be doing stuff with his own club, the natural thing to do would be to be associated with his wife's club. So he's come in and he's made a massive impact. Himself and Michael McLaughlin have come in, and like there's two other outsiders to the club, they've come in, put their shoulder to the wheel the same as everybody else, and they've just been fantastic. So they have that. A fresh pair of eyes, and their efforts have just been phenomenal with the efforts they've put into their team this year.
And tell me, Conor, well, what has this run meant to the club this year?
I don't think words can describe it, Tom, to be honest with you. From where we were last year and how the year started off, you know, we played district competitions and we were lucky enough to win our first district competition, and we had hoped as a club and as a community, we hoped that these boys, you know, with the young lads on it and the older fellas as well, that they would, you know, they would take us somewhere. But they just kept working, and like the last 2 days we've been out, like for us as a club to be going to play at Brewster Park, before that to go and play the Tyrone Champions in Healy Park and beat them there. But the boys, they've captured the imagination of the local community, because the crowds we've been getting to go to our matches, the support has been fantastic. Local press has called it like the 16 man. Like they've been fantastic. And what they've actually done as well is it's not only past club members, but it's the new members as well, with parents of young children, and the young children are all run about in their club colours. They want to wear they're reaching for Fallon Veal jerseys first. They really look up to our players.
Yeah, and you mentioned going to defeating the Tyrone champions Brackenfell. Obviously, that was a huge boost, because you had to go away from home, and they, you know, Tyrone usually produce good championship winners.
They do, and Brackenfell were a very good team. But again, our lads, when it was put up to them, they weren't found wanting. They answered any questions that were asked. They didn't look to anybody else for help. Every man went out and done his job, and they played until the final whistle, and they had to dig out the victory.
And of course, you had a big victory in the semi final against Temple Port at Cavan, because we had seen them here against quite a good Niamh Walton side from Donegal, the Donegal champions, and they beat them well. But you really put them to bed, didn't you?
Well, I wouldn't say we put them to bed. I think the boys, they took their opportunities, as in the first game. They worked hard as well. Again, they asked no questions. They went out and they done their jobs. The management team, as with other games that we played throughout our league campaign and in the championship, the management have done their homework, be it watching videos or getting information about other teams. They've instructed the players, and the players have responded accordingly. They've carried out the plans that were laid in training.
Yeah. Tato, I guess the question, Clark, come on, Luke Claskill, a shock on the show, and me, Tom Comack. That's the voice of Conor McNichol there, of course, development officer of St Mary's of Fochan Vale, who are playing in the AIB Ulster Club Championship final on Sunday against Rockcorry from Monaghan. That game is in the athletic grounds in Armagh, and it's a curtain raiser to the meeting of Crossmaglen Rangers and Scotstown of Monaghan in the AIB senior final. Still to come on the programme, we'll be joined shortly by Brian McAniff. Of course, he's the chairman of Bundoran, and I suppose Bundoran's best known footballer by a long way, if not one of the best known in Donegal as well, though I'm sure Michael Murphy and others have changed that in recent years. But Brian is quite a proud man at the moment as well, because Bundoran, Ralph Namara, Bundoran are facing into their first ever intermediate final on Sunday when they face Loughan Island from Down, and that game is in Own Bag, and as I mentioned earlier, we'll have live commentary from that game. We'll also have live updates from Fochan Vale and Rockcorry as well from the athletic grounds with Francis Mooney. It's Martin McHugh and Oisin Kelly on commentary from Own Bag on Sunday. If you can stay with us for a moment, Conor, because we want to go to Brian McAniff, but first we just want to take a little bit of a break.
Why not start the new year in style with the 161 Ford Focus Style Swappage Deal from Hegarty's Auto Services? You'll get a minimum swappage allowance of €4,000 when you trade in. And the new Focus Style includes metallic paint, alloy wheels, front fog lights, aircon and 5-year warranty. How's that for a happy new year? And all from as little as €19,995. Hegarty's Auto Services, Letterkenny. Looking after drivers since 1965. Terms and conditions apply.
Granddad, are we nearly finished? We've been at this all day. Where's the quad?
Ah, sure, it broke down on me the last day. and I don't know where I'm going to get it fixed now.
It sounds like Grandad forgot to book the quad in for a service. Freel ATV Sales and Quad Breakers Milford offer top quality servicing. And remember, a regular service will prolong the life of your quad. Call 916-3214. Freel ATV Sales and Quad Breakers. Just 2 minutes from Milford Mart.
What noise does the train make?
Choo choo.
What noise does Mummy and Daddy's car make?
Time for a new car? Nissan's €4,000 scrappage offer is back and better than ever. Trade in your old car with us and you'll get a guaranteed €4,000 towards a brand new Nissan. And now you can finance your Nissan from only €49 per week. No deposit required. Nissan. You'll never look back. Finance is made under a hire purchase agreement. Terms and conditions apply. Subject to lending criteria. See nissan.ie.
Currently, I'm helping out in a refugee camp. Many people have left their homes with nothing but the hope of finding safety for their families. I'm ensuring they receive food, shelter, and psychological care. I'm doing this by donating.
When you donate to Trokra, you don't just give. You join the fight for justice. Please donate this Christmas or buy a Trokra gift at trokra.org, your local post office, Eason or Veritas.
Do you use social media for business? SocialBiz can help you create a successful campaign and turn your likes into sales. SocialBiz at Glencar Shopping Centre Letterkenny have writers, designers and digital media experts who have the knowledge to make your campaign a success. Visit socialbiz.ie or find us on Facebook.
With thoughts turning to Christmas and gifts for family and friends, you'll be surprised at what you'll find at Charles Kelly's in Letterkenny. You may think it's just a builder's providers, but they offer so much more, like giftware, furniture, mirrors and rugs. Also toys, costume jewellery, handbags and accessories. Charles Kelly's Ballymacool Letterkenny, with something for all the family.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Get more out of your run with a great range of new footwear from all the leading brands in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Walter Rash, could you and Clara come and look last game and shocked on the show? My special guests tonight are Brian McAniff. We'll go to Brian in a moment. Of course, he's the chairman of Bundoran, who face Lahan Island from down in the Ulster Intermediate Final on Sunday next. Of course, that game is in Won Beg, and we will have live commentary on that game with Mark McHugh and Oisin Kelly. And of course, we've also he's speaking to Conor McNichol, of course, development officer and long-serving club official with St Mary's of Fahan Vale, who are in the Ulster Junior Final. They take on Rockcorrie from Monaghan on Sunday as well. That game is part of a doubleheader in the athletic grounds in Armagh, of course, with Crossmaglen Rangers and Scotstown of Monaghan are meeting in the IB Ulster Senior Championship Final. But Brian McAniff, first of all, good night to you and welcome and thank you for joining us.
No problem at all, Thomas. Nice to always to talk to Howland.
And tell me, I know we're looking forward to Bundoran and you're excited about them being in a final and a very first final. But before we talk about that, I just found out in the last couple of days that you actually have a connection with St Mary's of Fahan Vale as well.
Yeah, it was the start actually of the celebrity Bannis Shore, and I was assigned to coach Nan McCafferty, who was on a walking stick at the time. And Fahan Vale, as Conor will tell you, was quite a wet pitch at that stage. And it was very funny having Nell out on the pitch with a walking stick.
Yeah.
But I must say I enjoyed my short stint down there with Fahan Vale. And of course, I've taken an interest, and it was sad to see them relegated. But they bounced back up again, and great credit to them. And I wish them all the best success against Rockcorrie on Sunday in the athletic grounds in Armagh. It won't be easy, but I think they'll come through.
And Conor, I know you're still with us. Brian, how did Brian and Nell McCafferty get on, and how did they do?
I think it was an experience neither party will forget, Brian.
Nell was kind of special, Tom, as you might well imagine. She knew very little about football, if anything at all. But she was lots of fun.
Yeah. Anyway, so it was. I think you won one game, didn't they, Conor?
We won. We went to Limerick to play Galtee Gaels down there. Long journey, and we managed to get a one down there. Joe Gray keeps reminding us of scoring 2-8 that day. He's hardly lived down, so does.
Yeah, sure. He's got very great.
Unfortunately, Tommy went off on honeymoon between that and the next match against the Westmeath champions, and he didn't quite produce the same. But to be very fair, the Westmeath team were very good. Actually, went to the final, and they beat the Cork team well. So we had nothing to be ashamed of. But the great turnout from the Gaels in Fahan Vale and the run into that match was to be seen, to be believed.
And anyway,
I wish them all success in the new venture because I didn't see the new pitches yet.
Look, it's Joe Connor, thank you for joining us and the best of luck. And hopefully, we're talking to you ahead of the All Ireland semi final come the new year.
No worries, thank you, Tom. I'd like to wish Bundoran all the best as well, Brian. Good luck to you lads on Sunday. Hope you do it.
Okay, Brian, looking forward to Sunday. I know the clock is pressing on us, but Bundoran carrying the flag for Donegal and a first ever final.
Yes, Tom, and I was very proud when I looked up the scoreboard in Uri that day and I saw us listed as Donegal and plenty of you were listed as Antrim. It made me a very proud Donegal man because we're representing not only Bundoran but Donegal. And it's the first time ever there. I'd been there with St. Joseph's back in 1976, the last time St. Joseph's won the Ulster Championship. And, you know, we got an intermediate championship success there 4 years ago. And the team from Monaghan beat us Do Hamlet, and they were destroyed there in the semi-final by this side. And I see that we're rank outsiders at 11-4. I'm not a betting man, but that seems nearly 3-1, and they're 1-3. So obviously the bookmakers don't give us much of a chance.
Yeah, and tell me about this Bundoran team.
The Bundoran team, Tom, is a good, strong side. They're not the fastest team in the West, I'll say that for them, but we have some very good players and we won't be easy put down. And I think the forecast is not for a great day. And having spoken earlier to Connor, I gather the pitch is a little heavy over there, which won't do us any harm either. But Jimmy Brennan could be the key to it. If Jimmy's fit to give us some time, he'd hardly be fit to start. But if he's fit to come into the game, he would be quite an injection of pace for us, which we do lack up front.
Yeah. Well, the news coming this evening, actually, from Brian Gavigan is that he's good to go. So Jamie Brennan, I think, has passed a fitness test and is good to go. So that's maybe news that hasn't reached you yet. So.
Well, I tell you, Tom, where I am, very sadly, my brother's son is very unwell here in Dublin. And I came down today to see him. And I'm just out of touch now over the last 24 hours. That's all I say.
Brilliant,
about the matter.
Brilliant, brilliant. And tell me, what's the big change this year? Because you said, you won the intermediate 4 years ago and went up senior and maybe struggled for a while and maybe were a bit unlucky in the groupings that you got involved in the senior championship.
Well, we got a group of death, Tom. We got St. Michael's, we got Kilcar and we got Glenswillie. Like, it doesn't get any tougher. We did get edge out a result against St. Michael's. Our team manager quit and it was my first game back for some time and we got a draw, but we weren't at the races with either Kilcar or Glenswillie. Now, we did play Glenswillie in the league after that, but we were short Michael Murphy and Big Neil and we beat them down in Glenswillie, but you know, without those two lads, Glenswillie only half a team. But the difference is this year Charlie O'Donnell had done a good bit of work and we're supplemented by an under 12 team, Tom, I started about many years ago, and they're all under 20 this year. And there's five of those in the squad, and they've freshened up the team. And then Paul Brennan coming in from Kinloch, beside us, Melvin Gales, has been a big addition to the half-back line. And Johnny Boyle has come of age at left half-back. So we have a perfectly strong half-back line, a good midfield. And then we have Niall Dunn, who's just stopped from starting, a great help on the sideline. And we have a couple of other subs that are quite good, but I don't think we'll be starting Jamie Brennan, no matter what Brian says, because I think we'd be better to hold him, I would imagine. But Brian's the boss, and I don't interfere at all, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and you know, you play a very expansive kind of game and a very attacking kind of game, and I mentioned that to Brian.
Sometimes to our detriment, Tom. Like we went so hard at it in the first 15 minutes against the Antrim team. They caught us cold for a goal at the stage when they were totally out of it. And then our intensity and confidence dropped somewhat. And coming up to half-time, we went in 2 points down. I will say there was a reasonable following breeze. But in the second half, they got the bit between their teeth. They repaired the damages there and they started to win dirty ball in the middle of the field. And we kicked 9 or 10 wides in the second half, but for that we would have been home on a boat. But it'll be a different proposition against Loughlin Islands under Dan Gordon. And my man, the Ulster team, is a great player. And he's a driving force, either at centre half-back or midfield. And he's the man that will unlock doors for them in their mind. But we'll have to take care of him in our own quiet way.
Yeah, and tell me, do you know much of Loughlin Island? Because obviously you're no better man for having contacts.
Well, we have studied them and we've got some information from people close to them and a club of people that observe them. But in saying that, Tom, it's going to be a tough game on Sunday in the fact that the weather forecast is not good. And it's going to be, you know, a matter of getting stuck in, winning dirty ball and converting it into scores. It's going to be a tight, tense game. I don't think you're going to see as many goals as they produced the last year. But I think that we have the mental toughness, Tom, that will take us through it on the day, contrary to what the bookmakers think. They're a good side, Bundoran. They're a strong side. And as you would know, and we discussed this before, they're capable of playing good football. And like this time last year, we were in with St. Michael's for a push for relegation and promotion, and the game had to go to extra time. So that'll give you an idea of what they're capable of. But as yet, we haven't played to our potential, Tom. So I'm hoping that'll be the case on Sunday.
Yeah.
That we'll maximise our football game.
Well, Brian Gavigan obviously has brought the best out of this team, and they're putting in a huge effort. And I know they're travelling to Cavan and Longford and places like that.
We were in Cavan last night training. There's no doubt about that, Tom, and Brian has done very, very well. Now, Brian, for those people down the county, is the son of Billy's, and I managed Billy at under 12, and I managed Brian at under 16, and Brian's grandfather was treasurer of the club, so Peter Ward had been married into the Gavigans, and unfortunately one of the Wards is away in Australia along with a grandnephew of my own that could be a big addition to the side on Sunday, but we have what I have. The boys have given Brian a powerful response, and he's got two good backroom staff. He's got Dara Dolan, who is a fine county minor footballer and a very good club footballer called Connor Barrett, and I call them the three wise men. They've done very well with the lads, and it's a good time of the year for us, Tom, because we can prepare properly. We don't have a lot of work going on in Bundoran at this time of the year, as you might well imagine.
Yeah, that is a difficulty, isn't it, for, during the summer, guys working in pubs and indicating
it's unreal, Tom, and it's very hard for the people down the county to believe that from 14, 15, 16 years up, these lads are working. And working, you know, maybe they're only working 30 hours a week because they can't be worked at full day. But, you know, getting time off of them, that is a job in themselves. And I find myself constantly ringing employers to let lads off during the summer, but they can't always get off.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. We lost good players like Johnny McHale. Wasn't part of the squad because he works weekends.
Yeah. Anyway, you think Bundoran good enough?
I think Bundoran's good enough, but they're going to have to produce their A game, Tom. Nothing less than that will do against them. And we're going to have that, which would match that with a lot of tough, grim determination to go down on dirty ball, keep it tight at the back, and I think the rest will take care of itself.
Yeah, and I'm sure a big crowd travelling from Bundoran. And
I can't believe it, Tom. You know, Bundoran is one of those sort of towns, never produces a lot of people. I saw people at the game in Newry, imagine, that never were up in the park in Bundoran supporting us. So I hear there's many busload going down, so which is it's great for the town, and it's great at the time of the year that it's coming, that people have time to travel.
Look at Brian, unfortunately the clock has beaten us again, but the best of luck to Raith na Mara, Bundoran, and indeed as well to St Mary's Fahan Vale on Sunday in the respect.
Tom, it would be nice, any people in East Donegal, if they could travel over there and give us a wee bit of support, we'd appreciate it, because we're carrying the Donegal flag.
Great. Look at Brian, thank you indeed, and that's the Ulster Intermediate Championship final. Raith na Mara, Bundoran are playing Loch on Island from Down. That game is in Owen Beg, 2:30 on Sunday afternoon, and you can hear it live here in its entirety on Highland Radio with Martin McHugh and Oisín Kelly. And we will have updates as well with Francis Mooney from that Fahan Vale Rockhorry game in the Ulster Junior Championship final on Sunday as well. That's about it from me from another week. Just to remind you again, if you want to listen back to the programme, you can do so on www.highlandradio.com or on the Highland Radio app. My thanks to Jimmy Stafford, my thanks to Conor McNichol and to Brian McNiff. Good day in Shocklin, Shahogan, Slán agus Bannacht.